This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. Teams of experts are projecting COVID-19 toll here in the United States will fall sharply by the end of July, according to new research released by the government. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said the results remind us that we have the path out of this, and models once projecting really grim news now offer reasons to be quite hopeful for what the summer may bring. However, experts warn that a substantial increase in hospitalizations and deaths is possible if unvaccinated people do not follow basic precautions, such as wearing a mask and keeping their distance from others. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine for meetings today with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials. After arriving in Kiev, Blinken tweeted, "This will be an important opportunity to discuss continued Russian aggression and to underscore the need for maintaining both the pace of and focus on reforms with the U.S.-Ukrainian partners." Blinken is expected to state that the United States will recognize Russia's 2014 annexation of the Crimean Peninsula and to call for its return to Ukraine. We'll also underscore the importance of U.S. economic support for Ukraine. Since 2015, make that 2014, the U.S. has provided Ukraine with more than $4.6 billion in total assistance. The U.S. is making good on its pledge to support Afghanistan's security forces with military force, even as U.S. and coalition troops continue to leave the country. More news on VOA News coming up in just a moment. This is